churches across the country have begun a new tradition, Election Day prayer services, to help voters heal from pretty divisive campaign. Now, some are simply providing day-long space for meditation. Others are offering full services with communion. The Reverend Megan Clapp is with the McLean Baptist Church in McLean, Virginia. Reverend Clapp, what's the goal of your service?
Is to come together and remember that it's not our politics that define us, which during this season, it feels a lot like it has been, but instead to remember that it is our faith and that it is our love. And that's where we draw our hope and our strength.
And this kind of election prayer service has been a longstanding tradition in some other churches. I'm thinking of the Episcopal Church. They actually have prayers in their Book of Common Prayer. I'm looking at a couple of them. As we move toward the election of new leaders for the United States, may we all join in a season of prayer, committing to offer to God our fears and frustrations, our hopes and dreams. Here's another one. O Lord, our governor, bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to other nations of the earth. Do you have anything within the Baptist Church that's specifically about praying for the leaders of a country?
Well, as Baptists, so the service that we're putting together actually will use some elements from the Book of Common Prayer, as well as the Worship Source Book and the Iona Community Prayers. So it's a very ecumenical gathering of materials together, which very much reflects how we as Baptists are people of freedom. And in that sense, we may not have a set prayer book, but we are pulling together many, many resources from different ecumenical traditions.
Some churches are using poems so that even people who don't believe in a faith can feel a refuge. Talk about the importance of a refuge. What are you hearing about parishioners? What's happening among them, between them?
Well, I think the biggest thing is wanting our church to still be a sanctuary. So we're choosing to do this not today on Election Day, but tomorrow. And the idea is that a sanctuary is a place where you can come and fully be yourself. This will not be a service where some people are celebrating and other people feel like they're having a funeral because the candidate they were rooting for didn't win. But instead, this is a place where we come together and we can be truly ourselves and sit in peace and in love and just be with each other.
Well, they'll be on both sides of the aisle, but it's sounding like in your church, they're perhaps on both sides of the political aisles as well. Some churches might have people who are like-minded, but you're saying you have people who might be voting differently and you want to bring them together.
We do, and we have several members of our congregation who are very active in both parties, but some outlying parties as well, and they're very verbal about that. And our church really, in a sense, kind of prides itself on having Sunday school discussions. We had an event this summer in the home of a member where we met with the Baptist Joint Committee on Religious Liberty and talked about how do we live out our faith in this area of high political tension, but also how do we be involved to be a prophet in a sense to what's going on in our country. So there are people who are very vocal on either sides, but we really want to foster being able to have loving discussions in that and respecting each other, no matter what our leanings may be.
Well, Reverend Clapp, good luck to us all in that effort. That's the Reverend Megan Clapp, the minister to youth and young adults at McLean Baptist Church in McLean, Virginia. They're planning an election prayer service for tomorrow. We'll have some details at hereandnow.org. But churches across the country are doing this today, tomorrow, and into the future. Reverend Clapp, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And another revived tradition, Election Day cakes. Maybe you've seen the hashtag Make America Cake Again. This all started after the revolution, women baking cakes to get people to vote and to remind them this is fun. So this year, some bakeries are offering these bundt cakes. Proceeds go to the League of Women Voters. You can make your own. Make America Cake Again. We'll post ours at hereandnow.org.